Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Never in my life. I've never heard this one.
John,
not once.
John, have you heard this? Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble. This is a great song.
Yes, I've heard it. I haven't. Just very recently. It's been here and there, maybe. I mean, it's not...
I would not call it a, it's not quote, unquote, strong great song would, well, not be the phrasing I would use.
It's a great dance song,
is
party
it?
Song. Yeah. Yeah, as far as... It's better than the freaking electric slide with all the 87-year-old hags.
You know, was I defending electric slide? Did I say the electric slide was great or something?
No, but...
the electric slide in gym class.
That's my point. And that was in 1972 for you. All right? Yeah. Enough. All right?
That was pretty cool.
I mean, actually. Be like me, evolve. All right.
Do you know the wobble?
I watch people.
Oh,
dance.
That's weak.
Okay. Yeah.
There is an electric, like a new electric slide song now. You know, to the left, to the right. Like that gets played everywhere.
Yeah, did you guys have square dancing at your school?
No.
No.
Yeah.
You
really?
Did?
No.
Well, like
definitely
as a
did not.
Gym class. In gym class.
Yeah, we had gym class square dancing.
You guys got to get a life.
It is pretty lame, if you ask me. I can't imagine that they would still do that, but I don't know. I could check.
Don't know either. Here's what I do know. Mr. Ben Davis is in. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And to you as well. We get that microphone on.
Wrong mic, Ben. I think it's the one next to
I think I'm on the wrong mic.
There we go. Hold on.
You just got your right.
I switched him for you. Yeah, you go back to the original. You're good to go.
There you go. Good one.
See, it's the button right in front of you.
I know, but there's only one box in front of me.
Okay, well,
but I got
enough.
It now.
Fair
so,
enough.
Top of the morning to you.
And all the rest.
Of the day to yourself.
All the rest of the Phils, Ben. They are, like, Drago was a machine before Rocky stood up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying they're Drago in the first, you know, 90% of the movie. But they're pretty damn good, man.
They're good at baseball.
They are good at baseball, right? And they're ball players. They're gamers.
Their intellect, their IQ is off the charts. These guys, they love playing baseball, and they're really good at it. And they love each other.
What do you think changed last year or this year that made them, I mean, let's be real, seemingly so much better now?
I think they were ticked off the way they lost last year.
Yeah.
When they went out to the desert, something happened. They're up 2-0, and they go out and play the Diamondbacks, and something happened. And I noticed it in spring training this year, and they came in with a different mindset, the way they went about their business. They were still having fun, but it was just like, yeah, that's not going to happen again. And it's carried over.
Now, time will tell whether that's true or not. You know, I mean, because, listen, you can win 105 games, get zipped out of the playoffs in 3 or 4 days.
Correct. And it is May 20th.
And it is May 20th.
Stuff's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, they're going to lose. They're going to lose five in a row.
I mean,
at some
point.
You
say something happened, and now you say stuff is going to happen. How do they prevent that stuff from happening?
Well, I think it's just it's more of a concerted effort for pitch by pitch, at bat per at bat, than just like, oh, we're up two games and we'll, you know, we're good. And I'm not saying they got complacent last year, but everything was happening so well. I mean, I think it was game two. They won 10-0. Whatever
that
was
game two.
Was that the five home runs?
That was game two.
And then you go out to the desert, and it was like, wait, what happened to this ball club?
Right.
Don't you think it's significant, Ben, that this weekend Alec Bohm is talking about the future, talking about winning four games before the other team does? Mm-hmm. You know, like he's talking in these post games, you know, this early, about winning four games before the other team does, about that mindset, about this team, how they have sort of adapted the way they look at things because of the way things have unfolded previously. I mean, that shows me that this team is so ready, like beyond ready, so beyond ready that they're accelerated and thinking about the way they need to play in October.
Yeah, and Alec always talks about his preparation this year. I mean, the guy's hitting .330 with 42 RBIs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
42.
Leading the league.
Do you know how hard it is to have 42 RBIs with only five home runs?
That's true.
That is crazy.
That's true.
To think about. Yeah.
No, that's a good point. I had not thought of that. Yeah. You're right, because the power, I mean, yesterday was a shot, right? Effectively ended the game. But otherwise, yeah, he has not really become – he's not a 30-home-run hitter. He's like a 20-home-run hitter.
And I don't care if he is.
Right.
But if you hit 285 to 300 with 115 RBIs, you can play on my team any day of the week.
All right, let's get a lot of phone calls in here. 215-592-9494 to the excellence of the Phils, not just this weekend, but obviously through almost now 2 months of baseball. It's really been something. It really has been amazing. Mike in Maple Shade joins us. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing great, Mike.
All right. So, Phillies. Now, not only are their regulars are elevating their performance, you know, Clemens, Sosa, their role players are elevating their performance. It seems like it's catching on. Bryce is the ultimate leader, and they have such a leader in Ranger. They're my God, their third starter. Such poise and an example for the rest of the team. So they have such a they have an upgrade in left field with March that can't be understated.
I think Aaron speed. Nola did a Mike. I think Aaron Nola did a Ranger Suarez impression yesterday on the mound when he fielded a play.
Cool customer.
Yeah, the cool. But it's just like there's so many cool little features like that right now. Everything's a feel good. You know, Cody Clemens, Edmundo Sosa, you look at the numbers they're putting up. I know it's smaller, the sample size, comparatively speaking, but man, that's quality. That is quality guys stepping up. I mean, beyond stepping up.
You get the feeling that the only team that can beat the Phillies is the Phillies, although I do think we're going to be set up for an epic postseason. If you take a look at the way things are laying out just now, I know it's early, but I can see the Phillies playing the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Yankees in succession, and wouldn't that be
But Mike, so, don't kid yourself. That's hard.
But like, those teams should be worried. Think about that. Well, teams should be worried about playing us.
Yep. All right. Let's nitpick a little bit here, because that's what we have to do to kind of.
This is where you come to nitpick.
Okay.
Look at the negatives. Now, why did they lose in the last 2 years to Arizona and Houston?
The bats became undisciplined and stopped hitting.
Yep. Undisciplined slumps, offensive slumps, swinging at balls, plate discipline. Cassiano was a concern. Now they've turned something around 100%, and that is Alec Bohm. Last year he was not good in the fourth hole, and who is better there now? Nobody. So their bullpen, Alvarado, can make you crazy sometimes with his wildness, and the bullpen sometimes can be a little bit of concern. But it seems like, I'll go back to what I originally said, is that I just think that everybody on this team is elevating their
performance. They are.
All
right, Mike, quickly, give me your Eagles point. What do you got?
Okay, I just want their defense to come out in the first three games and show a difference in from last year.
Yep.
Smart blitzes coming from different angles, being able to defend that 10 to 15 yard pass. They got to come up with some type of in their first three games. They got to come up with some type of identity to their defense. They're meshing. They got to mesh, but they got to come up with some type of There's some type of personality in their defense.
I agree.
Sounds like you want that personality to be aggressive.
Yeah. All right, Mike, give me an answer here. Who was wrong about something?
I never thought that Andy Reid, I always knew he was a good coach, but I never, ever thought Belichick was making fun of him in the Super Bowl in 2004. He didn't have Mahomes when he first went out there. I never thought Andy Reid would bring it to the level that he's brought it to.
So you were wrong. All right, 215.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, like you said Andy Reid, I'm like, wait, what was he wrong about? I'm waiting for this. He didn't put enough running backs, the wide receivers, the clock management. And he's like, me. But he didn't actually say me. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of football, you know, last week, obviously, late in the week, we spent a lot of time talking about the Eagles' schedule. We did not talk at all about the Dallas Cowboys' schedule. How the Cowboys' schedule, first-place schedule, compares to the Eagles' schedule, second-place schedule. We'll get into that, plus more of Aaron Nola, what he said to us on Friday when he was on the program late. And we'll relive some of the big moments, some of the big hits from the Phils this weekend, Cody Clemens and others, as they were heard here on WIP. All that and your phone calls and a first-place Phillies baseball team. It's a great thing on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. Guys, here's the deal. If you drive a car, and I know this about you. If you drive a car and you've bought that car, you want it to last a long time. You want it to last a long time because you don't want, in the end, to have extra expenses. Right, you want to be able to save as much of your own money as you can and not have to get repair or ultimately new car. That's where United Tire comes in, United Tire and Service. I get my car serviced at one of the 10 locally owned United Tire locations throughout the Delaware Valley. You can and I think should as well. Right now, get an oil change on any make or model and they'll do a free summer trip check so you're ready to hit the road. 20-point safety check, brakes, belts, important fluid levels, lights, even the spare tire.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Closer to the summer, Memorial Day weekend, obviously the next one. This last one, pretty active. I mean, the ballpark was jumping. Crowds are obviously totally flocking to the Phils. Phils are rewarding everyone.
Biggest crowd since 2019 yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, and you're saying regular season, right, James?
Biggest regular season crowd since 2019. June 22nd, 2019, I believe.
Look, best start the Phillies have had since the 93 Phils. I mean, think about that. I mean, you know, they had a stretch from 07 to 2011 when they made the playoffs five straight years. But this is the best stretch of Phillies baseball to start a season. I mean, think of it this way. They've only played 48 games. 48 games. 48 games and they're 20 games above 500. It's unbelievable. I mean, they are five games up on the Atlanta Braves now. Oh, by the way, let's check in with the Braves.
I thought it was 4.5.
No, 5, because the Braves lost last night, late night.
Wow.
Listen, I want to do a little of that. A little check in with the Atlanta Braves. I'm pretty sure they struggled this weekend.
2-1 is in the air to right field. Ronald Acuna in line with it, and he drops it. Ronald drops the ball. He was losing it in the light, started to squat down. And, I mean, nothing is going Atlanta's way here in this ballgame.
Ronnie.
Right at the tip of your fingertips.
What's wrong with this guy?
So,
look, Ben, obviously, this thing's going to go on for a while. The Braves aren't going away.
No, they're not.
But the Phillies have created some separation now. I mean, five games, this is not it's not a game and a half lead, man. That's a solid lead.
I know, but it's May 20th.
Kind of lead the Braves used to have on the Phillies every freaking year.
True. But it is May 20th.
I am aware. Seltzer, main thing that hit you this weekend on the Phillies, what was it?
I was just looking it up just for fun. The Phillies were not 20 games over 500 at any point last season, so that alone is pretty wild. The biggest thing that hit me was the win on Saturday. And, you know, even though they lost that game to the Mets, the extra inning games, it just feels like the games that they're supposed to lose, they usually win. And if they don't win, they push it to extras. They fight till the last at bat. It's just this team... they're so freaking resilient night. And it feels like they go out expecting to win. I go out watching them expecting them to win. And they almost always win.
They do.
It is such a unique feeling.
Well,
they're unbeaten. The last 14 series,
that's incredible.
They've won the last 14.
Is it won or not lost?
Not lost.
Okay.
Well, they've only lost one series, right?
Unbeaten.
And then tied the Pirates series, and that's it, I think. Yeah.
Reds.
Unbelievable.
The Red series.
So I think Saturday night was the highlight. I mean, it was, you know, it's the one time where they were right on the verge of losing, and of course they didn't. Cody Clemens with two outs in the ninth. Let's hear it.
Finnegan ready, and his 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, up the alley. It's got a chance. Did he do it? He has done it! This game is tied! Cody Clemens! Cody Clemens with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning has tied the game 3-3.
You know, one of the things I think that it has always been a hallmark of special baseball seasons is special moments. You know, like obviously I referenced 93 a lot. I grew up with that. A lot of people my age, that was sort of our thing. If you were too young for 80 and 93 was the first time, if you're in your 40s, it was the first time you experienced good baseball, great baseball. Anything even above 500 baseball, practically, you know, there's so many moments, you know, from Milt's catch in San Diego and, you know, Batiste grand slam off Anthony Young and Mariano Duncan's grand slam off of, you know, Lee Arthur Smith. And like we go on, I give you 10 moments from that, you know, the 20 inning game, the Mitch Williams hit off Trevor Hoffman and 4:40 in the morning. Like there were moments this season, moments are starting to pile. That was a moment on Saturday night, man. That was a big deal. And listen, in the end, if they lose, does it matter that much? No. Now, it could eventually cost you division if the Braves, you know, stay in it and the whole thing. But, like, it just – they keep adding on. By the way, they added on the next inning because then, of course, in extra innings, it was Bryce that ended it.
He kicks the pitch. Runner goes from first. The pitch line towards center. Going back into his right. Young, he'll reach up, make the catch. Rojas tags. He'll score. And the Phillies have won it. Bryce Harper walks it off with a sacrifice fly here in the bottom of the 10th. And the Phillies – beat the Nationals 4-3 coming from behind, and the Phils win yet another series.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Your reaction to what we saw from the Phils this weekend and, you know, ultimately what it means, in your opinion, what it means moving forward. We'll also do some Eagles versus Cowboys schedule stuff. We talked Eagles schedule late last week. We didn't talk Cowboys schedule. How they compare and contrast, we'll hit that shortly. Plus more of Aaron Nola, his interview with us from Friday. Some of the things he said late on our program Friday that stood out to us, we'll get to that shortly. Paul in Downingtown right now. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Ben.
What's up, Paul?
I think the Phillies are doing a lot of our talking for us. I mean, one of the best things that I can say is, you know, we got a team that's got the fourth best team ERA in all of baseball, and they couple that with a league-leading 5.33 runs per game. It's just dominance on a level that, you know, as a 54-year-old lifelong Phillies fan, I scarcely remember. This is bringing me back to the 70s and 80s, the great Schmidt, Luzinski, and Carlton teams that were just dominant, you know. And it's a beautiful thing to watch. And one of the things I'm enjoying most about the team is they seem to like exhibit these attitudes that are almost, you know, diametrically opposed. Like, for example, they project like an extreme confidence, but they're also taking the game in a way that projects a lot of fun. You know, they're having a great time, you know, out there playing ball with each other. You know, they're extremely confident, yet they're trying to like project a humility and a humbleness, you know, at the play. They seem to understand, you know, a lot of the intrinsics and the small things, and they're doing so
many
things
right. They play hard and they play right. Now, I will say this, because another one happened this weekend where Bryce didn't run hard to first. It's weird. I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if he's, like, trying to avoid an injury and a hamstring thing in his early 30s. I don't know. But, like, I feel like 99.8% of the time they do the right thing. But every once in a while, Bryce doesn't run, and we saw it again this weekend. It just – I can't just gloss over it. I don't know why. I just got to say it.
I'm with you. It's hard to kind of see that from the guy that sets the tone for
Correct.
The rest of the clubhouse. But at the same time, like, it does make sense. Do we really want our 31-year-old team-leading superstar to pull a hammy running out of ground ball in May? My answer to that is no. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, it is a difficult thing to lead by, because he leads by example, right? And so it's kind of hard to be like, hey, do what I say, what I do.
Paul, I'll say this: if he's doing it for that reason,
I want him. I
hope it's been communicated to the team so they understand.
Right, because, I mean, and I don't mean to belittle anyone on the team, but Marsh can pull a hammy running to first base. Harper can't. And I hate saying it because
I don't like
these equivocations.
I get it.
Because they're both very important to team success, and they're both fantastic
Paul, give
guys
me who,
and
go,
great
give
players.
Give me who was wrong
but
about something.
You can't ever remind anyone of that. You know, if you're Bryce, if you're the team, like, that's not something that – ever
well, unless it's still, if it's stated.
Palatable.
No. Well,
it's also baseball. Like, I'm sorry. I know we want everyone to run every pitch out. Like, that's not the way it works.
But he's the only guy I noticed with James.
I know, but I'm just saying it. You know how in summer other guys are going to do it too. It's going to happen in
we'll
spots.
See.
Like, it's just something that happens when you play this many games over this long a stretch.
All
like,
right, Paul, who was wrong? Paul, who was wrong about something?
We got 76 years of wrong. In 1948, Mary Somerville said TV was a flash in the pan and wouldn't last.
All right, well, that was definitely wrong.
Really wrong.
So, John, you seem bothered about it.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. It is something that I grapple with. You know, I want to see Bryce Harper Nemo it down the first baseline, but that would be really dumb.
So what do you think? What do you think, Ben?
I used to risk injury. But at the same time, I want him to, I don't know, hustle like
that.
But
John, I used to have this argument with Angelo all the time.
Why did they drop it?
Chase Utley busted it every time. Jimmy Rollins didn't.
Right.
Jimmy Rollins played every day.
So you think it is strategic?
I do.
I do too.
I do.
I don't think he's.
I don't need him busting
it.
I'm sorry. If he hits a ground ball back to the pitcher, I don't need him running 100 miles an hour to first base.
And
I just
you think
don't.
That they probably 100%, remind man. Him of that regularly. You know, like, hey, stop.
I mean, I want some effort.
Dude,
just
you don't need to be
veering off going in the dugout. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, Chase did that all the time, and he didn't stay on the field. Jimmy stayed on the field every day for his.
You think the other teammates would understand it?
I hope they do. And I hope that they have the understanding that Bryce has kind of deserved it. He's earned it.
Well, look, he's the only 2-time MVP on the team, so he's earned a lot.
He's earned a lot.
There's no doubt about that.
And I'm not saying that he could just dog it. No, I'm not saying that. But Angelo and I used to go back
that.
And forth all the time.
That.
And it was just, you know. It is what it is.
By the way, speaking of going back and forth, you know who's back out, it looks like? Bennifer. Is it over?
No, I think they're together.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of reports this weekend. Ben Affleck.
But then I thought they came back around. I'm not as up to date on things as you are, to be fair.
Are you studying for like a pop culture?
I think it ended up being a false alarm is what I think it ended up being.
All right, we'll see.
That's an incredible upset in the wrong direction if what you're saying is true. Because Bennifer.
Yep.
Ben and Jen where it felt like a dream come true, like the fairy tale romance that you're always looking for.
Of course.
Like they came back to one another.
It's a wonderful thing.
Reuniting after decades.
Hey, 20
apart.
Years.
How does that
they
happen,
were meant
though?
To be.
How do they come? Like, you just send a text.
They're soulmates,
hey,
Ben.
What's going on?
Well,
you want to meet
soulmates.
Up?
Soulmates.
I don't know. How do I answer
Devin,
that
question? Devin, how's
it
happen?
Look, I don't know. Like with famous people, I assume an agent reaches out to another agent. I don't know. And they run into each other at an Oscars party. Who
I would
knows?
Hope they text All right, each other.
So apparently they're taking a second to figure things out.
Yeah, they're done. Seltzer, they're done.
Oh, no. Are you upset about this? Well, no, is this something that actually,
no,
like,
let
you
me,
know,
let me give you something. Let me something? Give you something I am upset about that ties into these two, all right?
They were
that ties
really
into
close.
Sports. So I'm watching that game last night. And by the way, Anthony Edwards, like, I love that guy. He is confident. He is charismatic. He is going to be the future of the NBA. He might not be ready yet to win it all, although he might. Don't get me wrong. That's the team I'd pick as of now. But freaking Minnesota wins. Good for them. First time ever. Like, where it really looks like they got a real shot to win it all. And who do I have to see on the court right after the game hugging
A-Rod.
Anthony Edwards? Alex freaking Rodriguez.
He's their owner, man.
The owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's shaking off the Jennifer Lopez thing. All right? And we're going to have to see his freaking face for the next month. I don't need that. I'm rooting for Minnesota, which means I'm now rooting for Alex Rodriguez. Makes me sick. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JB and Chester Hill.
I think most of America's rooting for Minnesota if it makes you feel any better.
Well, so
no one likes the Celtics. No one cares about Indiana. No one likes Dallas, really. So
nobody cares about Indiana. My God. And the ratings are going to take such a huge hit with the Knicks out. JB and Chester Hill. Good morning, JB.
Good morning. Joe, wasn't A-Rod like 300?
Three what? Oh, man, the guy's phone just cut off, and then someone else just popped
on
the air.
That was my fault. I went to push him up, and I hit the button. That was on me.
All right, JB calls back. Seltzer, see if you can get him. Let's go back to the phones. Drew in Westchester. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Real quick, I don't know what type of magic fairy dust you sprinkled on the microphones Friday, but the fact that you got Aaron Nola to talk, that is the most personality I've seen him show in a decade here, and it's just very cool to see him, you know, just kind of like comfortable in his own skin and, yep, and doing so well.
So I think so too, Drew. I mean, look, I think it's got to be easier for him now that the talent is taken to him more. So he was never in the Donovan McNabb criticized category, but he was in the Iguodala, Bobby Abreu sort of criticized category, which is the category called, we know you're good, but
But it almost makes
you easier
to criticize because you're good. You're in a danger zone of goodness, not always greatness the way
right.
we want it.
That's right.
And when you slip back to the goodness too often, that's when we start, you know,
well,
he's having problems with you, Aaron.
He slipped below goodness
that's
at times.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
there
like,
were times.
It's been an ongoing, long, arduous journey with
Aaron.
Look,
Drew, here's what I'll say, man. I it's always been obvious to me he's a good dude. And obviously, most of his career, he's been a well above average pitcher. So I'm happy for him that he seems to be in a very comfortable place within his career. I mean, he got the contract. He's got 2 years under his belt of postseason success.
Oh,
And he's pitching about as good right now as he ever has.
Just feels like a man who's established himself is exactly where he needs to be, feeling comfortable and pitching the best he has ever.
And not for nothing. I mean, this has a lot to do with it because, well, John, you and I and James, we know that you get married, you have a child, you have a different outlook on life.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like it's a different, the way you look at
perspective.
Things. Very well said, James.
Joe, do you like that we got left out of that one?
Well, rightfully so.
Factually, it is.
But
we're trying to be mean.
But I will say this, Ben, on the flip side of that. I hear that and believe you, but I also doesn't think that applies to 100% of people.
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, it might not change the way you go about your
business.
But it totally, every single person who has a kid, their perspective on the world changes.
No, but it doesn't. 100%. It doesn't make you a better athlete.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah,
but your perspective on the world changes.
If you care.
Empirically. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know
that
Sean Kemp's freaking perspective changed when he impregnated 37
that's
women.
Fair. If you care about your kid, you're right. You're right.
I mean,
no,
who was the guy?
If you care about your kid,
who was
which
the guy
most
that,
do.
Who was the Jets cornerback that had 12 kids?
Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah. Remember that interview when he was trying to name them all and he was struggling to name the name of his children?
You're using an outlier example here.
Yes, I am.
Yes. Not everybody. 99% of people, all right?
All right, Drew, give me a thought on this weekend. What stood out to you?
Yeah, so the biggest thing to me this weekend was you go back to the walk-off on Saturday, just situational hitting. I feel like almost every time they got a guy on third, less than two outs, they're finding a way to get the run in. And I did not have a ton of confidence that, like, the teams the past couple years would do that. And I feel like it was something the 7-11 teams struggled with too. So like home runs are awesome. We know you need home runs, but just to be able to score in multiple ways really jumped out.
No question. No question. Drew, give me an answer. Who got it wrong? Give me what they got it wrong about. You, by the way, you can win Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band tickets all in one.
All right, I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to go for it. Some clown named Mike Lombardi told Doug Peterson that he was the least qualified NFL coach of all time.
That's a great answer.
Some clown named Mike Lombardi.
Yeah,
he didn't. Great answer.
He didn't quote the whole thing accurately, but it's a great answer because he didn't say it to Doug Peterson. He said it about Doug Peterson. Really, really good answer right there. Speaking of football, you know, on Friday, obviously, we looked at the Eagles' schedule, but we didn't compare and contrast it with Dallas' schedule. And this is actually pretty easy to do. I can cut to the chase real quick and easy, and here's why. Obviously, the Eagles and Cowboys mostly play the same teams. So you're in the NFC East, so you play your NFC East teams. And now the way football works with the schedule, and they changed this a few years, you always played one division in the AFC the same, but now you also play one division in the NFC the same. So for the NFC this year, outside of the NFC East, they both play the NFC South. So, you know, both teams play Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa, and Carolina. It's just a matter of which games are away and which games are home. But again, you know, NFC East, NFC South. Okay. Then you're going to play the AFC North. And this is the Cleveland, Cincy, Baltimore, Pittsburgh division. And again, slight alteration based on who's home and who's away. And that certainly can influence, you know, what's a harder schedule. Like, for instance, you know, one of the Eagles' hardest games of the season, maybe the hardest, is at Baltimore. But, you know, I mean, Dallas has their own tough games AFC-wise as well. There's three games where the Eagles play a team completely different than the team the Dallas Cowboys are playing. Here are those three games. Remember, Cowboys, first-place schedule. Eagles, second-place schedule. Make of it what you will for this difference. Here are the three teams. The Eagles play the Packers. Now, unfortunately, it's in Brazil. So you do lose the value of the home game. Packers in Brazil, Jacksonville, at the Rams. Those are the three for the Eagles. Packers, Jacksonville, at the Rams. The three games that Dallas plays that are different, Detroit, Houston, at San Francisco. To me, the Dallas one does sound a little bit harder.
It definitely does.
It's not like markedly harder, but it's but you notice it. So here's the way I would size it up. Packers and Detroit are like even Steven.
Probably Detroit a little better, but I think that but Dallas has that game at home and the Eagles are in Brazil, so that probably evens
out. I mean, the teams themselves even Steven, but Dallas I think does have an advantage.
I think Detroit's better than the Packers, what I'm saying. Just a little bit better.
We'll see.
I mean, they were last year.
We'll see. I don't know, man. To me, it's
they were last year.
The Lions are becoming a dominant force.
Yeah, I'll see it. When I see it twice, it haven't been twice in a row since the freaking 1820s. All right, enough.
I know. This is going to be different.
Jacksonville and Houston.
Houston's
that favors the
better.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's an easier game. He's just quarterback alone. Trevor Lawrence.
Houston made great moves this offseason. Houston's legit. I
agree.
Houston is awesome. The quarterback is awesome. Yeah. Doug Peterson might be, you know, working his way out of a job.
You keep saying that.
Nine and eight the last two years.
Back off, my
guy. They were 9-3 last year. 9-3 to 9-8. We wanted Sirianni out of 10. He made the playoffs. Doug went 9-3, went to 9-8, and didn't make the playoffs.
James, you know those things just we look the other way on in sports and life?
Doug Peterson? Yeah,
that's a good call. Don't be giving me Doug slander. All right, so I think the biggest one, so that's a pretty big difference, Jacksonville and Houston. At the Rams, it's not easy, but at San Francisco is harder. And that's
doozy.
The kind of, and that's where the Eagles could, you know, you could win the division there. You know,
absolutely.
Like, that's a difference.
We should feel really, really positive about the way that shaped up.
Yeah,
also,
like
the five game stretch with those in there for Dallas, having Detroit at San Francisco, at Atlanta, Eagles, Houston. That's a tough five game stretch.
It is tough. And this year, the Eagles have the advantage, unlike last year, where it's not nearly as many times, not even close. As when the other team has more time to prepare,
none. The Eagles have zero teams off buys, zero teams off mini buys. Like the Eagles are facing teams off regular rest every single week this season.
That's a big advantage. All right, let's go. JB was on for about.
It's amazing to me that in previous seasons, it felt like we were at the disadvantage in that regard.
Yeah.
So obviously and repeatedly.
Well, what
like
they try to
year,
do
that it came the other
I
way,
know.
Full circle. Like no games with extra rest. Like that had to be like a compensation almost.
Well, you know, here's what
like,
they do
over hey, over the span. We got to get on the horn no, like, and complain.
Well, no, no, you're over about the span of 10 years. They make sure it's even Steven across mm-hmm. the board. It's just it's not going to be every year. So you know they even it out over time. But, yeah, last year was the Eagles' disadvantage. This year it's more to their advantage. It's
big
great.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah. All right. JB was on for about 3 seconds, and Seltzer zapped him. Good morning, JB.
Good morning, folks. Hey, Joe, Devin, I think you probably both have an amazing perspective on life, regardless of what everyone else says.
Thank you,
oh,
sir.
Thank you,
yeah, just
JB.
Different perspective. Not yeah. saying better.
Right.
I'll say better.
John, fun fact. Yeah, okay.
For us, I agree, yeah.
John, did you know that woodpeckers, their tongue goes completely around their brain to protect it from when they're pecking?
Yeah, how amazing is that?
Is that wild?
It is absolutely wild.
One of these days, he's not going to know one of your facts.
Similarly, if a rodent, if a rodent's teeth don't match up properly, they can keep growing forever and eventually kill the rodent. Like the teeth will grow up.
That is horrifying.
Into and around the back of the skull.
That's like a horror
you know
movie.
This
in
from
a
your,
fact,
from your rat experiment.
Yes, from my
did you learn
biology
that the hard way?
History. I actually saw that with a woodchuck. That was
wow.
Incredible.
JB,
out in the wild.
JB, if I may, I just because I want to get to your Phillies point. JB, I want to get to your Phillies point, but I just want to raise your fact with this fact.
Yeah.
Woodpeckers, unbelievable name. It's an underrated, unbelievable name.
You know what?
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You aren't wrong.
What team? Why don't more teams use that as a mascot?
I won't answer that.
I think Joe just answered the question.
JB, what do you got on the Phils today, my man?
Yeah, by the way, Joe, there's actually a woodpecker up on the hill that keeps him awake all night. I'm about to go take him out.
But anyway, all right, talk to us.
So I think, John, I think you're right, by the way, quickly for football. I think Detroit is far and away the best team in the NFC North. I think they've proven that. I think Green Bay is like on the cusp, et cetera, and then who knows if Houston was a flash. I guess we'll find out this year. But I think the Phillies thing, I think they're doing all the right small things that they didn't do last year. Like, Dombrowski needs to get a little bit credit. I mean, we like the bash.
A little bit. He's got to get a ton of credit.
No, I'm saying, but no one's talking about it. We're not talking about Dombrowski being
I'll
such
tell
a great
you
guy.
No one's, okay, let me tell you who no one's talking about credit for, and I don't want to give much.
Right.
But Klintak for the Wheeler thing deserves a lot of credit.
Huge.
I mean, listen. That was part of what started this whole thing.
JT.
But, yeah
him too. Like,
boom.
Right. But I'm saying,
did he draft
them?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
They're picking the draft. But yes.
They're doing the small things, like with Clemens and Strom and, you know, and Sosa. It's just a really – it's a nice gel. The only thing that scares me is, are they going to get so far out in front that they're going to take the foot off the gas and then they get snuck? You know, somebody sneaks up on them in the first round. That's the scary part.
Dude, that scares me quite a bit. But to John's point –
but they're
I'm not going to let that
for that to not happen.
Well, they're going to try, but
yes,
but JB,
they're getting better.
Well, we don't know they're getting
honing
better.
They their ability to prevent that.
It's certainly possible.
JB,
we know it's
give
possible.
Me an answer. Who was wrong about something?
Captain Edward Smith of the Titanic. Boy, was he wrong.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bad moment in history right there. So he was asleep, right? initially when they hit the iceberg? The
You're the Titanic expert on this show,
they
buddy.
They hit another iceberg before the big iceberg, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Double iceberg.
Yeah.
Ben, are you aware of the fact that had, like, some person named Frank Caney, I'm just making up a name, not survived?
Why has it got to be Caney?
Because he's talking about Devin's family.
Yeah. Well,
John.
It was actually my mother's side.
All right. Had Melissa Caney, whatever the name was, not survived in the ocean, Devin would not have been born.
Wow.
It's true.
That is so incredible.
No way.
Also, in the ocean. I mean, they weren't in the water.
Well, they did hog the boat. Ben, they hogged the boat. They hogged the boat and did not let others on it.
It was just them. And
they were literally on the first lifeboat off. And it was apparently like a quarter of the way full. And they didn't realize what was happening in their defense. But yeah, it's true.
They didn't notice a giant ship that was sinking?
Well, you couldn't tell. Like, they were about to not, like, they didn't even want to leave their stateroom when they came around knocking because they were told it was a drill and it was cold out.
You mean what was happening initially? Because Ben was saying when they were in the freaking water.
Well, you can't see, though. It's dark.
But then once you're in the water, the ship would pull everyone under. Mm. So they couldn't go back.
So people were not getting on the boats because they thought it was a drill at the time. I didn't realize
that. Well, John, that's in the movie.
I know, of course.
Which, if you think about it, like, John, I would have
done the same
thing.
The orchestra was playing.
If it was freezing out, I would be like, no, I'm going to stay in my room.
All right, I'll make this real simple for everyone. Who amongst us hasn't stayed in their place when a fire drill happens? We all, at times, we're not on a moving ship at that time. But you know what? I'm in an apartment complex, James.
If I were on a ship, I would take the drill seriously, I think.
But as soon as someone would say to me, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. Like, I just want that validation. The word is contagion. Like, as soon as someone else does something that I really want to do, I'll be like, you know what? You're right. It's probably really unlikely.
Well, of course, it's very unlikely.
This is a real ship sinking.
But they found
out. I'm
going
to go back to sleep.
They did. All right. So a great weekend by the Phillies. And, you know, we covered Saturday with Cody Clements' home run, obviously, to tie it. Then on Sunday, so it's an Aaron Nola game. And it was close for a while. But the Phillies started pulling away eventually. But first, you know, Cody Clements just had to, you know, continue his big weekend.
Big lead for Harper. He's going. The pitch swung on. Yanked to right. That's in for a hit. Stott will score. Harper on his horse. He's around third. He's coming home. Cody Clemens with a two-run double. And the Phillies are in front. It's 5-3.
He really is playing great. I know he doesn't play often, but when he does, man, he's playing great. Now, the guy that plays, well, a bunch of them play all the time. Bryce Harper's the best player on the team. Although I'll say Wheeler's pretty damn good as well. So is Nola. Bryce did a lot of good things this weekend.
Swung on, hit at the alley, right center field. Rosario going over, can't get it. Goes to the wall. Two runs are going to score. Harper cruises into second with a two-run double. And the Phillies pulling away now. Here in the bottom of the sixth, they lead it 8-3.
You know, you had full stadiums. I mean, it was great. The crowd's there. The team obviously vibes with the city. The city vibes with the team. They pretty much already had that three-game sweep in hand, you know, when it was the eighth inning. I mean, it was pretty much already over. But when Alec Boehm did this, it essentially sealed the deal.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, blasted. Ooh. Deep left field, and that will put an exclamation point on it. A three-run home run for Alec Boehm.
Fifth
home run of the year for Boehm. And yes, it's a five RBI day.
But obviously,
as Alec Boehm sends one deep into the seats in left. And at the moment, he's your RBI leader in Major League Baseball.
Man.
Tremendous. Look, obviously, we want to hear from you. You know, your reaction to the Phils, the weekend, what they did. Braves, by the way, lost last night, Sunday Night Baseball. So the Phils now have a five-game lead on the Atlanta Braves. And we'll take your calls on what stood out to you from this weekend at 215-592-9494. Go ahead, John.
What's the most RBI ever in a season?
191.
Yeah, it used to be 190, and it got changed to 191 in our lifetime.
Yeah. Okay. Hack Wilson, 1930, I think.
So Alec Boehm is not on that pace.
No, that's never happening again. Yeah.
He's on pace for 140.
So which, Ben, would be a ton.
It's a ton. Ben, how legit would you say his MVP candidacy is as of now?
Boehm?
Yeah. Top two or three?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No, he just – I mean, you got to hit home runs to be like an MVP type of guy.
Is that?
I love the guy, and I had we had to do our bold predictions before the season started, mm-hmm. and I said that Alvarado would have 40 saves, and I said Bum would win a batting title.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
I've always loved him because he's just a hitter first, and he's not worried about the power. He's worried about getting hits and driving guys in. And that's why he's so stinking good.
Well, what about that? Like the power thing, we've been saying it the whole time he's been here, that is going to come eventually.
He hit 20 last year.
He is a big human being.
Oh, he's a big dude.
Big guy. Like, he's your size.
Correct.
You know, like, he is a giant person. If you've, like, I can't believe how big he is.
Well, I think what Ben's saying, it's more about how he swings. Than
it's more about his approach and how he goes about hitting. He's not up there just swinging. I mean, he's up there to hit. Yeah. He's up there to get hits. He's not up there to hit home runs.
He's prioritizing contact. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes. I think a home run is just a byproduct of his approach. He's more worried about getting hits and using the whole field. I looked at his numbers yesterday. He had like 37% of his hits were to left field. 35% of his hits were to right field, and the rest were the other 30-some percent were to right field.
He's always done that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And that's why his numbers. His whiff percentage is at 14%. That's it. 14%. It's crazy.
Look, it's great. Hey, this weekend was obviously very active. The Phil's the number one thing, clearly. But a lot of other sports were in play as well. Today's Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's all-new 2024 Chevy Trax is big on value and starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at armandchevy.com. Today's poll question, aside from the Phil's, obviously, which was the primary focus for most of us, which of these interests you the most this weekend? Was it the heavyweight championship boxing fight, which back in the day would have probably been what got voted the most? I mean, my God, are you kidding me? Heavyweight championship boxing fight. Many people listening probably don't even know what happened, but it did. Unified the freaking belt. I remember when Tyson unified the belt, how big a deal that was. This weekend, not many people paid attention. We'll see where it comes in on our poll. Choice B, the NBA playoffs. Obviously, we had a tremendous Game 6 between Dallas and Oklahoma City. A couple of Game 7s yesterday. Road teams won both, which is really surprising considering 75% of the time in NBA history, the home team had won Game 7. Is it choice C, the PGA? Tigers struggled big time Thursday and Friday. Obviously, Xander Schauffele won it. Or choice D, the Preakness? No Triple Crown winner this year. Which one hits you the most? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll get to some audio of Aaron Nola in a moment and what he said to us on Friday. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
Hey, Ben, you haven't been on since, so this is your first time, but since the article. But that was a great piece in the Inquirer last week about you and Teague and your whole family. That was
Thank you very much.
God bless you for feeding that kid.
I know. It's not easy. That's why I'm in here this morning. No, it was a good article. Thank you very much.
And it was actually the vice president of the White Star Line. And, Joe, this is why they weren't, scrambling to get off the ship. Hmm. You have to remember that they didn't think the ship could sink. They were all told that the ship was unsinkable.
Right.
So
that's right.
So that was part of it. Listen, I've been watching baseball. I've been watching the Phillies longer than anybody in that studio, unless maybe Joe Wechter's hanging around somewhere. We might be close. But, I mean, I was 8 years old when Steve Carlton won 27 games in 1972. So I go way back. I don't ever remember a Phillies team like this. I mean, the 76 team was obviously a really, really well-rounded team. Obviously, 80. I was at Game 6 in 80. They've had some good teams over the years, but I don't remember a team like this. In a 162-game season, there's going to be times where, you're just going to kind of tip your cap. Like Saturday night was a perfect example. I was at the game, and it just felt like another one of those games in a 162-game season where, you kind of have to say, hey, their pitcher's better than us tonight.
Yep.
And it seems like the thought of losing any game just gets these guys so mad. And you just don't see that in baseball. Like football, every week, it's 1 week. It's one game a week, and you're focused. And every game is like life and death. And in a 162-game baseball season, you just don't come across that kind of attitude where these guys just almost refuse to lose.
Well, I'll tell you this, Ken. I think it's obviously a combination of skill, right, obviously. But I do think the way they vibe with each other and even the way they vibe with the town, I think it all adds up. Because like, we know there have been times in our town's history where some athletes have not enjoyed playing here. And we know there are times we haven't enjoyed certain athletes playing in front of us. I mean, to look at Tobias Harris, you know, a month ago. And this team, we enjoy them. They seem to enjoy us. And they certainly seem to enjoy each other. I mean, you want to talk about camaraderie, man. It's phenomenal.
Well, I'll tell you, I looked around the ballpark Saturday night just as the game was starting. I said to my wife, because it had been raining all day, if you remember, uh-huh. and it was still kind of misting when the game started. And I looked around the ballpark, and the place was full. And I said to my wife, you know, look at this. This is a rainy day in May, and the stadium is full. And oddly, amongst the 43,000 people that were there, Nikki Haley was in the Hall of Fame club. I was like, what are you doing here?
Wow. All right, Ken, give me an answer here. Someone was wrong about something big. What was it?
Well, the Confederacy really believed that when they seized Fort Sumter, that would be it. There wouldn't be any bloodshed beyond that.
The South and the Civil War. You got it, my man. All right, let's listen to Aaron Nola. From the Civil War to team chemistry to team camaraderie. We had Nola on the program late on our show on Friday, and he talked about, you know, the chemistry in that clubhouse.
Overall, there's no selfish guys on the team, and that's what makes it great. That's what makes the clubhouse so good. When young guys come in that are just getting called up, we want them to feel like it's a family, right?
Right.
The game's hard as it is anyway. You're going to struggle. You're going to have success. So we want those guys to feel welcome and comfortable, just like they were in the minor leagues when they were tearing it up, so they can do the same up in the big leagues for us. Because we need every single guy to help us win. It's not singular guys helping us win. It's everybody. We all have to come as a group. And that, I think that's what our clubhouse is so good at.
I mean, it's what it looks like. I'll say that. Like, we can't climb in their brains. But when I see them play, when I see them celebrate, when I see them continue to fight, and I don't mean fight with each other. I mean fight through adversity, because they run into their share of adversity. I mean, Saturday was adversity. You can't go in a week in baseball without some adversity. They find ways to battle.
That part of the game has changed so much for the better.
Which part?
When I got caught up, I was in between Jim Larritz and Randy Myers. I sat in my locker. I didn't say a word to anybody. I sat there and hoped no one looked at me. I felt like an outsider, like an outcast. Mm. It was awful.
Hmm.
It was like that for like a year. When I was a rookie, it was like I just felt awful.
So veterans are taking care of young guys more now?
So now it's like, okay, you're getting called up. You're part of us. You're part of our team. We want you to have success. If you have success, we have success. But it wasn't like that years ago. You got called up, and it was awkward. It was, hey, rookie, shut up, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It was expected of you.
You know
so
what struck?
Who leads the charge on that approach with this team, with the young players who are coming up through the ranks? Is it the young guys who are established? I mean, I would think that because you've got guys like Marsh and Stott who are on the younger side,
mm-hmm.
but homegrown, and I mean, just sort of coming at this from a different perspective, like just flying from the seat of their pants, kind of having fun with it.
Yeah,
I think it feels like they're able to police guys in a different way.
Yeah, I think a lot comes from Schwarber. I think he's the clubhouse leader. I think Harper leads more so by action, but I think Schwarber is the clubhouse. I think he's the guy that everyone kind of gravitates to.
And Rob Thompson has to have a chunk of this too, right?
Without a doubt.
I mean, he sets his type of tempo. I mean, I agree with you. Schwarber obviously sets a tempo, mm-hmm. But Rob Thompson, I get the impression he would not – let's put it this way. Ben Simmons – take James Harden. Ben was different. Ben was more – I mean, he was egotistical in an aloof kind of way. James Harden was more egotistical in a purely arrogant – like, let me put it this way. Ben Simmons, I think you can do a social study on that guy and find that he's got, like, a real problem.
Right.
James Harden, I don't think, has a problem in that sense. He's just an arrogant ass. And he quit on the team. And I think a guy like Rob Thompson wouldn't be down for that.
Yeah, I think they've taken on the personality of Rob Thompson. This club, these 26 guys have taken on his personality of,
okay, it happened yesterday, so be it. We're not worried about tomorrow, so be it. We're worried about today.
Right.
That's the way. Rob Thompson, you don't know if his team won by 10 runs or lost by 10 runs after every stinking game. The interview is the same every day.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.